Of representatives vote speak to begin a formal impeachment inquiry into President Biden. CBS's Scott McFarlane on Capitol Hill.
A party line vote tonight.
The resolution is adopted.
We'll launch another attempt to impeach a U.S. president. Republicans approved a formal impeachment inquiry alleging President Biden might have benefited from his son's foreign business dealings and has stonewalled them.
What are you scared of? What facts do you not want to come out?
Democrats blasted the move.
They've been at it for so long, and of course Donald Trump wants to keep it going into the next year for the campaign season.
You think Trump's directing this?
Oh, completely.
That's Democrat Congressman Jamie Raskin of New York. The president's son, Hunter, is defending himself against years of attacks by Republicans and says his father has had no financial involvement in his business affairs. Earlier today, Hunter Biden ignored a congressional subpoena to appear privately for a deposition before Republican investigators.
I've been the target of the unrelenting Trump attack machine shouting, "Where's Hunter?" Well, here's my answer. I am here.
And Hunter Biden says he'll only testify in public. A good day on Wall Street as stocks surged and the Dow closed at a record high above 37,000. Investors welcomed the Fed's news that its key interest rate would remain unchanged and rate cuts coming next year. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Year to date, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up almost 12%. The S&P 500 is ahead by 22.6%. And the Nasdaq Composite is up almost 41% this year, driven in part by the big names in the technology sector.
A man is charged in the murder of a Detroit synagogue president, WWJ's Luke Sloan.
28-year-old Michael Jackson Bolanos has been charged with felony murder, home invasion, and lying to a police officer in the murder of 40-year-old Samantha Wohl. Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy.
There are no facts to suggest that this defendant knew Ms. Walls, and there are certainly no facts to suggest that this was a hate crime.
This is the second time a suspect has been taken into custody in Wohl's murder. There were no charges for the first suspect, but Detroit's Jewish community is still in mourning. Rabbi Asher Lopatin.
I'm just so sad and devastated that anyone would do this to such a precious soul.
Luke Sloan for CBS News Detroit.
Pope Francis tells a Mexico news service that he has decided to vastly simplify the elaborate funeral rites for a pontiff and be the first one to be buried outside the Vatican in more than a century. The Pope turns 87 on Sunday. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your News Talk and Sports Station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News Talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegeho. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has rejected a petition to directly take up a case looking to end the state's school voucher program. In a decision Wednesday, the court ruled that the case needs to start in the circuit courts before going all the way up to them. Minocqua Brewing Company owner Kirk Bangstedt, who helped bring the lawsuit, says they will continue to move forward in the lower courts. Democrats are looking to enshrine marriage equality in the state constitution. The amendments would remove language in the state constitution that defines marriage as between one man and one woman. It would also make sure that everyone has equal parental rights regardless of their sexual identity. While the legislation would not change anything at the moment, it would kick in if the U.S. Supreme Court overturned their 2015 ruling allowing same-sex marriage nationwide. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
New time for the Badgers home game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team moved up the start time of their game tomorrow night against Jacksonville State so that more fans can follow the UW women's volleyball match. That's against Texas later tomorrow night. So the basketball game will be the Badgers against Jacksonville State at 6 p.m. at the Kohl Center, followed by the NCAA Final Four from Tampa featuring Wisconsin against Texas. That's at 8:30. NBA, the Bucks host the Pacers, the team that knocked them out of the league's in-season tournament. As tonight at Fiserv Forum, Malik Beasley on facing Indiana after going into overtime against the Bulls the other night.
I mean, definitely a learning experience, especially with the game. You know, we went into overtime where it was a tie game 4 minutes to go, kind of the same situation, and we executed way better on both sides of the floor. So, you know, we owe these guys too, so we're excited to play them, and we want to get the win.
That's the Bucks' Malik Beasley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly clear overnight with a low of 22. Winds out of the southwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, high of 46. Tomorrow night, lows around 30. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 28.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus. Thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack, triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's informative.
Have neither of you been on sleigh rides before?
Yeah, never. Never. No. I've never been on.
Really? Mm-hmm. I've been on like dozens.
Why do we have celery? What else can you do with a Dutch oven? Where did the word kitchen even come from? The Kitchen's Open answers these kinds of questions and includes fun history facts around our favorite foods, meals, and family cuisine traditions. Our WFHR team will entertain you each week on Mondays during the 9 o'clock hour on WFHR's Morning Show with The Kitchen's Open.
In the day... Green Day, whoever you could think of, those kind of like Led Zeppelin, Metallica, all the pop punk, Boys Like Girls, all that kind of stuff, all the American Rejects, but they're having like a pop punk night. It's super fitting.
There might be some moshing going on at Liquid.
Yeah,
this weekend.
I mean, during my set though, right?
Yeah. No. Warm up the crowd for sure.
Yeah, but no, it's going to be super, super vibey night. It's going to be great. You can go to any room, you're going to hear some like old school metal, or you're gonna hear the new school dubstep metal. It's gonna be one for the books. I'm excited for this one.
Nice,
and it's also my first solo set since I moved back from LA to here.
And you just played there a few weeks ago, so you're coming up in the world.
I went back to back with my friend Leaf from school as well. So all I've done is back to back so far since I've been back, and this is gonna be my first one solo. So.
Well,
it's exciting. I had to find more music because you're all by yourself, so I can't just
right.
like, bank off.
Yeah.
Your, yeah.
Well, and you were playing, what, 70 some tracks last set between the two of you?
Between the two of us, I'd say we ripped off like 80.
Nice. So you can't, it's a little harder to do that by yourself.
I put some of the set together today for like a blueprint, and I'm at like 60.
Nice.
Solo. Yeah.
Well, speaking of Leaf, the first tune you have for us is actually one of yours. It's called Doom. And tell us a little bit about it since it's your song.
Yeah. So my top five, because we each had a top five,
yep.
My first track that.
Oh, wait,
was
that's
the
not
biggest...
the first one we're playing?
Well, I mean, we can go with it.
All
if
right.
That's
cool.
What we're.
Let's...
But yeah, so we'll start with my number one right away. We'll just start off the bat. Frequency's
right.
Top five.
Frequency.
Well, here's my number one was Doom by Frequency, me, and my friend Leaf, who also it's his birthday today. So happy birthday,
Leaf.
Oh,
damn, nice. Happy birthday, Leaf, if you're listening. Woo.
Yeah. But yeah, so I know it's super like, wow, he picked his own track as number one.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. So I went to school out in LA last year, Icon Collective. And I got to class, and I sat down. I didn't really have, like, the back row was totally full. So I was like, well, there goes that option. And there's only two rows, so I was in the front row. And there was a spot next to Leaf, who I didn't know at the time. Didn't know what kind of music he made, didn't know anything. Then we did an icebreaker. Found out we were the same group, same music genre. I said my favorite song, he said his favorite song to the teacher, and we both looked at each other like, wow, okay. Like, this is a thing now.
Nice, that's awesome.
Yeah. And then we were, like, talking here and there. We did homework together, this and that. And then eventually we were like, you know what, we need to make, like, a collab so that we have something when we're done with this place and we have to part ways, you know, type of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And we spent, like, 2 weeks on this track, let's say, in and out. And then... We sat on it for 6 months. We didn't look at it. We put it away. We just saved it just and we're like, we're done. We're like, it's not good enough. We're not going to put it out. And then 6 months later, we got better at school. Like, we learned some stuff. And we opened the track. We opened the track again and we realized, wow, we actually knew what we were doing. Like, it sounded great. Like, I was not as big of a critic anymore. And I was like, wow, like, we actually did a good job. The only thing we switched about it the second time was we put our tags in it. So the second drop, you'll hear Leaf. That's his tag. Right. It's in a lot of his music. It's his go-to thing. Like, that's how you know who he is.
Yeah.
And then you'll hear my tag, which is Freak.
Yeah.
Because all my fans are freaks. And they want, I want you to freak on the drop. Because Frequency.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
It's a whole, it's whole branding, right?
Yeah.
On par.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we threw those tags in and then... I think that's literally it. Like, I might have mixed it down just a little bit more, but, like, that was it. We didn't, after 6 months of sitting on it and not looking at it, we opened it back up, and we just threw tags on it, and we were like, put it out. And then we got to release it on a label. It was the first label that we've both ever released on, Visionscape Records. Thank you to them. Big shout out to them for taking that track in. But, yeah, we released that together on Visionscape, and then it's just been... like one of my favorite tunes to play live ever since. And it's also really fun to see the crowd reaction to it because that second drop really gets everyone.
Yeah, no, I mean, you played it at the, well, you played a different mix that, or slightly different version, but when you played it live at Liquid, it definitely got the crowd going. So
there might be a surprise on Friday that called VIP, if you know what I mean.
Awesome.
I think,
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to that. So, here we go with Leaf and Frequency, Doom.
Just so you know, the FM radio, it sounds good, but the stream, it sounds like it's coming through a mic.
All right, well, we had a Frequency there. You are listening to Mad Unity, our special episode with the top tunes from... all our guest DJs and us, our as hosts. I wanted to play, I know I played this song before when Spooky Bro was here, and it's the Graphics remix of a Sub Focus tune called I Found You, because, you know, I don't know, it gives me good feels. So, and it's cold outside, so I wanted to, you know, just warm things up.
I feel that.
Yeah. So here we go. We are just going to keep moving on with the tracks here. This is I Found You, the Graphics remix of Sub Focus.
Swallows you up, and whatever you're taking gets too much. When your head starts slipping away from mine, just know.
Found You through from Graphics Sub Focus. We actually have this next track. We had the guys from the Immortal Collective here last week, and they submitted some of their music. And what is the tune that we're playing, Phil? Frequency? Are you there? I can't hear you. I can't seem to be able to hear you.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, Locally Grown Radio.
It's or go direct to mad.radio on the web. The stream is always there as well. So
we're trying to fine tune it here as we're going per song.
It's our first remote thingy-majig.
So this one's This one's the house track that I got from Terex from the Immortals Collective. He sent in for house Vicarious Blood by Blood on Guitars. It's his favorite house track currently.
All right. So is that what we're doing now? Blood on Guitars.
Blood on Guitar. Vicarious Blood by Blood on Guitars. Yes.
Here we go.
Somewhere in the middle of the 45, I saw the cities disappear in the blink of an eye. A little more attention to the shimmering waves. Everything underneath is a giveaway. And somewhere in the middle of the 45, I saw the cities disappear in the blink of an eye. A little more attention to the shimmering waves. Everything underneath is a giveaway.
That was Vicarious Blood by Blood on Guitars. That was an interesting track. I felt it felt industrial-like. I enjoyed it. Are you on, my friend? There we go. So next, I wanted to play this song that they also submitted that was sent by the Immortals, which I think they played it live while they were here. And it is a remix of an ABBA song, of the Gimme Gimme song. So, I enjoyed this one too. So here we go. This is Gimme Gimme by ABBA. It's the Wood remix, and it is dubstep. Let's go. Please just go away. We'll be right back.
after midnight. Won't somebody help me chase the shadows away? Me all night after midnight. Take me through the darkness to the brink of the grave.
Gimme Gimme, ABBA remix.
Woo!
All right, so what do you have for us next, Phil? By the way, all of these songs have been compiled in our first SoundCloud playlist. So if you go to soundcloud.com, it's Mad United Radio. You can find us there and you can listen to all of these songs. Yeah, so what do we have next, Mr. Frequency?
Hello?
I cannot hear you. I think you might be muted. I can't hear you. We can't hear you on the live stream. I think, I think that what was the next song you had on tap? It was Different Sound by G. Jones. Because I am not. So we're going to go on with Different Sound by G. Jones. This is one of Frequency's top five songs, because I can't seem to be able, we try to stream from his computer, but I feel like we might have screwed something else up over here. Here we go, Different Sound.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
CBS News Brief. The U.S. House in a vote along party lines authorizes a formal impeachment inquiry into President Biden and his business dealings. Mr. Biden calls it a baseless political stunt. Political analyst Larry Sabato.
This has zero, less than zero chance of ever happening in the Senate. You need two-thirds of the vote in the Senate. You won't even get a majority in the Senate.
For the third time in a row, the Federal Reserve leaves its key interest rate unchanged. Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
Inflation has eased from its highs, and this has come without a significant increase in unemployment. That's very good news. But inflation is still too high. Ongoing progress in bringing it down is not assured, and the path forward is uncertain.
A stranger accused of breaking into the home of Detroit synagogue leader Samantha Wall in October has been charged with her murder. Prosecutor Kim Worthy.
There are no facts to suggest that this defendant knew Ms. Wall's. And there are certainly no facts to suggest that this was a hate crime.
CBS News Brief. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggeho. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Universities of Wisconsin Board of Regents is reversing course and accepting a deal to trade scaled-back diversity efforts for employee pay raises. Even some regents who opposed the deal voted for it to get workers their raises. Regent Kyle Weatherly voted for the measure, even though he says he opposes it.
This deal, distasteful though it is, in my judgment, and on balance, gives us a better ability to serve not only those students, but all students.
The measure passed on an 11-6 vote. Wisconsin voters may someday choose their candidates for Congress in a very different way. A bipartisan ranked choice voting bill got its first hearing before a state Senate committee on Tuesday. Under ranked choice voting, all candidates for U.S. House and Senate would appear on a primary ballot regardless of their party. The top five candidates would advance to the general election. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly clear overnight with a low of 22. Winds out of the southwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, high of 46. Tomorrow night, lows around 30. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 28.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed, reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights, at least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC on a Thursday.
DC, tell us, 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
We lost you still. Somehow, now we lost you on the air too. I don't understand what happened, but we will keep working on it. The next tune that we had in line was a tune by Zed's Dead. It was actually submitted by another one of the Immortals, Jonan, and we wanted to feature it here because, as I said, those guys really rocked it that night, and we wanted to give them a few spots on the list. So, here we go. This one is Levitate by Zed's Dead. That was Zed's Dead. And now, actually, I want to play a song because they messaged me that they are online. Clank and his manager slash wife are listening. So I wanted to give him a huge shout out because they are going to be new parents. And congratulations. Yeah, congratulations. I believe, I'm not sure if Clank is also a graduate of Icon Collective. I feel like I heard something like that, but I'm not really sure.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, so I wanted to, I know that there are a lot of fans of his here in the Midwest. You know, this is some really dope bass house. So it's on my top, I guess the third one on my list. It is Clank.
I just want to throw in there.
Yes, sir.
Clank, Icon Collective grad.
Yes, there you go. So he's one of you guys are alums from the same storied Very institution, cool. The Ivy League of audio production.
LAB. EDM Ivy League.
EDM Ivy League. There we go. And you can tell. So here we go. This one is Caldera by Clank. Is that the right one? There we go. And you can find them on SoundCloud, Clank, Q-L-A-N-K. That was Caldera by Clank. And I actually do want to tell this story real quick because when I saw him at EDC Vegas And it was a night that I was just tired and kind of cranky and just not really feeling it at all the stages.
And then that's me on all the Sundays at every festival, every Sunday.
Yeah, but I had met them in the lobby of the hotel, and that's how I needed to look for him at the art car, and it was like this really cool like boombox looking art car at EDC. And the tunes just turned my night around, and it was great. Mm. We had a great time chilling and hanging out, dancing to his awesome tunes. So now
you'll have you'll hear some of the most underground and some of the best artists on those art cars.
Yeah,
every festival, the art cars, the side stages, even the renegades in the campgrounds and stuff.
Right,
that's probably where
right.
you find like some of the best music you've ever heard, and you don't even know it yet.
Exactly, and that's why you got to make it to the festival to support the up and coming artists that you will probably see in the huge stages in a few years. So
yeah,
it's always fun. That's one of the pluses of the big parties. All right, so we're going to move on to the next one on your list. You said this one is called Survive by Space Laces.
Yep, Space Laces Survive. And the thing that really got me with this track is the snare choice. The snare is probably like one of the best snares I've heard in a song. And that's just producer talk, but yeah.
I was going to say that sounds like producer nerd talk, which is great.
That's some producer nerd talk, but that snare, man, I don't know. That's what really got me on this one.
All right, let's hear it. This is Space Laces Survive.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
So we wanted to follow up now. I wanted to play this track that Paul Gordon submitted. And it is actually produced by Raelic and a local producer who is also a guest on our show, Samuel Wallner. This song is, it's actually, you know, it's like here, Paul described it as dope dubby techno, locally grown in Madison. So here's something from another local producer. Yes. And this is Sungate by Raytech and Samuel Wallner. That was Raytech. And I think we have time for one more before we have you know, do our thing. Oh, sorry. What happened there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Yep.
Okay. Our next one for you for the break is from Moises, who we had on from Berserk Media. It's going to be semi-automatic or Mitter, I believe, is MHITR in all caps, by Hedex. And Moises' reason behind it was Hedex is just a dope DNB producer with an emoji like haha. So let's run it.
Here we go. It's a yes. Let's just hear it. Here we go.
That like took us perfectly.
That was, yes, here we go. So coming up next after the break, we have tunes from that Mythica submitted, Samuel Wallner, Mads from Mad Music Menu submitted a song, Jeff K, and more of Frequencies and my top music,
yeah.
Top tunes from the year.
We still got Double A, we got Wifflin. We do have
Wifflin, yes, exactly. So we have quite a few tunes to get through. And you're listening to Mad Unity. This is our top EDM tracks of 2023 episode. You can listen to us online at mad.radio. And you can check the archives on madunity.com. We will be catching up with the uploads, actually. We have quite a few, so I think we're gonna do a Christmas present for everybody and just upload it, just because the production time has been lacking. But we love posting those archives for you. You can either check them on madunity.com or on Mad Unity Radio on Mixcloud, and the archive is always up on YouTube. So. We will be cleaning up the audio for this one because I don't know, Frequency broke stuff. Frequency broke stuff.
I don't know what you did, man. We need to have a talk. No, we need to have a talk with the people that were
Locally Grown Radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Where you commit to walking 3 miles or doing 30 minutes on a bike every day in December.
You know, that's good. That's a decent goal. I have that goal. You know how many days I've reached it in the last month? One.
Obviously, exercise produces endorphins, and endorphins make us happy, and happy people don't kill their husbands.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in the U.S. House.